I have a confession to make. I love me some Stevie Wonder. I remember growing up listening to his records being played by my parents, and it was definitely our road trip music too, especially when you were going all the way from New Jersey to Atlanta, Georgia. We had plenty of Stevie to get us through that road trip. His music was just filled with so much joy and goodness that it just had this effect where it just warmed your heart. And about 3 years ago, I was lucky. My sister treated me to go see Stevie Wonder in concert. And it was my first time seeing him in concert. Talk about excited. I was so thrilled. And then even better yet, it was his tour that he was doing on his Songs in the Key of Life album. So he literally just did the whole album. It was wonderful, wonderful experience. It was full of dancing, full of laughter. But what I didn't expect to also have was that reality, too. I didn't expect to experience the magnitude of the lyrics behind his songs. And it was interesting because he, you know, he talks while he does his concerts, and he said that he felt compelled to write that album to reflect what the world was dealing with. That album was released in 1976, 42 years ago. And yet my heart went to go find this album on my Spotify account 3 weeks ago, because those same songs from 42 years ago perfectly summed up the desperation of my heart. Which song? Love's in Need of Love Today. Here I was drawn back to this song after sitting in my trauma class for 2 days reflecting on the week where the Tree of Life Synagogue was attacked as a result of white terrorism, and two black customers were shot dead in a Kroger's for simply being black. I have to be transparent for a moment and say that I felt a whole new level of hopelessness to see our country boldly embodying the mindset and hateful violence that my ancestors fought so hard to eradicate. These acts of domestic terrorism were becoming such a commonplace that in that moment, all I could do was sit back and say, what more can I say or do to convince this country that my life matters? And so I was drawn to then go and listen to this song. And as I started to listen and pay attention to the words of the song, I realized that Stevie was trying to warn us of these things back in 1976. And everything that he tried to warn us about in this song not only continued to happen, but is now our societal norm. We are in a moral and humane disaster. So much hate is dominating our government and country that moments of joy and laughter have now become these miraculous, rare moments instead of a daily reality. So now, imagine living in this space that we are currently living in, but as someone who is living in the margins, fighting to be liberated from this hate in the form of a systemic oppression. Your heritage and history is full of movements declaring your humanity, value, and worth, and yet you find yourself still standing here, shouting for America to not just see and hear you, but to change so that your life will hold the same value as white America. It is tiring. It's exhausting. I stand before you proud and fully black, but also fully overwhelmed and tired. Love is in need of love today. We are living in a time of a domestic genocide of anyone who does not fit this image of white America. Our voices have been tuned out, and when heard, result only in thoughts and prayers and conversations that rarely turn into actions. Those of us who are tired of seeing us being massacred are crying out, love's in need of love today. So what kind of love is strong enough to disarm evil systems driven by white supremacy and patriarchal traditions? A radical love. Educator Bill Bullard says, the highest form of knowledge is empathy, for it requires us to suspend our egos and live in another's world. It requires profound purpose larger than the self kind of understanding. And as I just recently shared, theologian Walt Brueggemann stated, compassion constitutes a radical form of criticism, for it announces that the hurt is to be taken seriously. That the hurt is not to be accepted as normal and natural, but as an abnormal and unacceptable condition for humanness. So you see, this radical love that Stevie is calling for in this song is one that requires those with privilege to empathize with the pain and suffering of our society and take action to stop its downfall. Love is in need of you to stand up and say, enough is enough. Love is in need of you to name racism and discrimination when it's happening. It needs you to correct yourself and those closest to you when your opinions and speech poses danger and violence to someone just because they are different. Love needs you to fight to hold society accountable for living into the justice and inclusion that it loves to proclaim. Love is in need of love today. Love needs to see a radical love. Like this instance where a white gentleman recently stood up for a group of young black Muslim girls in a McDonald's who were being mistreated by another white man. This man that harassed these girls flashed his gun at them in this establishment, in McDonald's, flashed his gun as he was leaving when they began to stand up for themselves and against his hate speech. It was in this moment that the manager came out and demanded the girls to get out, sending them outside into the same space as this man who had just threatened their lives with a gun. Of course, the young girls resisted leaving because they were in fear of their lives. But their cries fell upon deaf ears as the manager did not care about the dangerous reality they would have stepped into upon leaving those doors. However, another white gentleman in line stepped in, voicing not only his concern, but his disappointment in the manager for trying to endanger the lives of these young black Muslim girls. Had this man not stepped up using his voice and his privilege to support these young girls and their safety, I'm quite sure that this story would have had a different ending. Love needs you to be courageous today. As I finished listening to the song, the words that stuck out that I heard Stevie singing in his ad-libs on top of the main lyrics, he posed this question. He said, did you ever think that love would be in need of love today? I had to sit. I had to think on that. Love is in need of love today. We are in such a dark place that love needs to be reminded that it matters and it's needed. How much more needs to happen before it's too late? How much more fear do we have to experience before we find safety? I stand before you today in need of love today. That evening after my trauma class ended and I listened to my Stevie Wonder, I went to the pharmacy to get some medicine. I wasn't feeling well. I have celiac and I ended up getting gluten contamination. It's not fun. So I went to go get some Dramamine. And on my way back home, I noticed a car appear behind me. And it was following me so closely that I could not look in my rearview mirror without being blinded by their headlights. This car continued to follow me at every turn and every street that I went on. And honestly, in the wake of all these crimes and having experienced racism here in Marin County, I panicked. There was this idea that I was in danger. That's what I felt. And so I tried to grab my phone so that I could try and call someone, call 911, call a friend, something, so that somebody would be present. And in my anxiety, I grabbed my phone and dropped it, and it fell so far onto the passenger side that I couldn't even reach it. So here I was. I'm in just complete, utter fear. And honestly, the reality started to set in that someone was trying to harm me, possibly. And that someone might kill me because of my blackness. This person was still following me, blinding me, making me feel more endangered. And I was finally able to shake the car that was following me. Finally. And I was like, I need to get their information because I need to report them. And so as I saw them creeping along from the street below, they went into a street light. And I was like, finally, I can see. I can get the details that I need. And that's when I realized it was the San Anselmo police. As a black woman, this wasn't comforting. Matter of fact, it increased my fear. I still hold back tears right now as I tell you this story because its impacts are still haunting me. That night, I thought I was about to be the next hashtag. All because I needed medicine. This is why we need a radical love today. Because no one should live in fear of dying, being exiled, being separated, being harassed, being oppressed because of the color of their skin, their faith, their sexuality, and so much more. My voice is tired. Our voices are tired. We are seeking safety, and we are seeking allies that are willing to come onto our battlefield and shout with and for us when we are tired and help fight for our lives. Love is in need. We are in need. I am in need of love today. And we need you to step up and demand that it be provided in all that occurs in our society. So let your voice, let your privilege, let your compassion be an agent of radical love today. Love is calling for you to do this work. Blessings.